Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's Pat and JT on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. And then 402-403-9478 is our phone number.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's a royal dump. That's what's going to end up happening today. It's just,
I wonder if I have any music. I'm meant to get some dump music, but I don't, I don't think I don't have any dump music on here. I'll try to find something, but
yes,
in the meantime,
please do, because I tell you, it's just been crazy. This last weekend in particular, but it seems like things are really heating up and there are just so many stories that are like bubbling. And all of them are kind of getting, they're growing. It's like, oh, somebody says, oh, you posted about this. Oh my God, let me show you XYZ. And someone else, oh my God, I didn't want to say anything, but now that you put that out there, let me show you this. And then there's a couple of podcasts that I came across also that are out there that are from Britain. And Lady C, if you get a chance, you run across that reference at any time. And I found her podcast and it is very British. But she is a longtime royal watcher, older woman, and, she's very well versed on the whole royal world and, brought up several other topics as well. And one of them, and I don't know even where to start. I mean, these are so out of order. I don't know what came first on any of these, but we'll start with one of the more salacious stories I think that's out there is the one that is debating, number one, whether or not Meghan was ever actually pregnant. And which isn't about her being pregnant or not. It has more to do with the line of succession, for the heirs, the reason why it is a big deal, whether or not she actually was pregnant. Surrogacy is not, that is not, if she wanted to, you know, we know that it's not like a thing. It's like, absolutely. That's
whatever. Yeah.
Nope. Great.
I never thought about it as far as the, who raises to the ranks of the royal family or whatever.
Right. And somebody had said something about, they brought up DNA is what they brought up. You know, like if adoption is adoption, even an option for a royal family. Well, it is, but that child will not be titled and will not be in the line of succession. Right. So there's no possibility that a young boy that was adopted into the royal family could be king, so to speak. Right. So, right. And that's the whole point of the royal family. Right.
Right.
Is that's, they've got the whole hierarchy.
The bloodline.
Bloodlines. It's all about the bloodlines.
Yeah.
So somebody came in and said, hey, listen, even if they used all their stuff, right? Meg's embryo, Harry's sperm, the DNA would show up. That's their child, 110%. But the issue is if the child is not born of her body, it cannot be legally in the line of succession. God, I keep saying that wrong.
I don't know the difference.
I didn't know.
What's succession versus secession?
Well, seceding from the nation, like leaving.
Oh, okay. So succession, secession, and succession. Okay.
Succession.
Small little letter, but big
difference. It's a big difference, right? Yeah. So anyway, so to be considered to be in line or even to have a title, like remember there was a big thing when the kids were born about what title that they would receive.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. She had quite the back and forth with the family. And so that would have been a non-issue and would be a non-issue if it was discovered that she didn't have the children. Now, the right. reason why there is even anything to this story that she didn't have the children herself is because of, I mean, there's so many different things, but one of them in particular has to do with when Archie was born. And when Archie was born, he apparently was a week late And they were getting, the way that it's explained in Spare is that they were kind of getting some pressure from the palace. And I'm like, I can hardly believe that they were pressuring them. Like, you know, the press is getting antsy, you know?
Right. Like, I mean, come on.
It's not like they'd be doing this on purpose, for God's sake. And that the press was getting antsy and when is this going to happen kind of thing. And there's a whole section that was in here. Let me find it real quick. Cause it talked about the hospital stay, if you will, so to speak, that they went in and that they snuck out. They were able to sneak out and get in a common car so nobody could see the car and nobody knew that they left. They went to a hospital. They didn't go to one of the royal hospitals. They went to a hospital, and it's described as one where their midwife would be welcomed or practiced or was licensed or something, but it wasn't one of the royal hospitals. And so it was off the grid, if you will.
Okay.
And that's where they went to have Archie, and that apparently she was experiencing so much pain that she had to have an epidural. And she did have the epidural, and the baby was, and apparently too, the cord was around Archie's neck. And so, not like, oh my God, he's going to die, but like, oh, thank goodness you're here. Mm-hmm. We got that fixed. No big deal. All good. No harm, no foul. We fixed it. And he was born and everything was great. And she left the hospital within 2 hours.
Okay.
She left the hospital within 2 hours.
How is that possible?
With an epidural. And they did say that it's possible an epidural can wear off.
But in 2 hours? No way. Nope.
And
do they have the Narcan version of for epidural? Like take something and it like gets rid of it? Or I mean, I get what you're saying on this stuff, and it's like if they know that they're covering something up, whatever, if she wasn't pregnant, they don't want people to know or whatever, wouldn't you think about it a little, like think a little bit farther ahead in situations like this? Like, okay, if we're going to do this, I'm going to have to at least spend the night because I can't walk out in 2 hours after I just had a baby. I can't. I mean, wouldn't you think that they've got people all over them that would say, hey, listen, this is maybe not a good idea to do this.
I know.
It's surprising.
I didn't even realize that was a thing. I didn't even realize that had happened, that they left within 2 hours, because that's how little I was paying attention.
I hadn't heard that either.
But I'd never heard that story before. And then it is written out in Spare, apparently. And that's what the screenshots that people are posting, and then they're leaving comments about it. And then people, of course, are commenting about, you know, their experiences.
Yeah.
And just like, not a chance. There's not a chance. So that's probably one of the biggest ones.
That's a huge one. That's a huge one.
Yeah. So that there's a whole bunch of stuff about that. Then let's go back to the yacht girl thing.
I mean, that's one of those things where on Dateline, the murderer, they're like, well, we would have got him if he hadn't left his wallet on the table. Or, you know, it's like this. We wouldn't have known that she wasn't pregnant. She hadn't left the hospital 2 hours after she gave birth. Stupid.
It's unbelievable. And all these people, it's like the floodgates opened. And all these people are like, oh my God, I've been thinking the same thing. Cause all these people were thinking it, but nobody wanted to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to say.
Cause you'd be the crazy one. If you're the first person that says it without like, even if you have receipts, people will be like, nah, whatever. But they had to wait till they start
a big account.
Right. Either a big account does it, or they start sinking their own ship. They start sinking their own boat and saying stupid things like a book, a documentary, and they start saying things that can't be corroborated. Then those kind of in quotes, just crazy ideas aren't as
snowballs.
Crazy. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, okay. Let's go back to real quickly. The story about, their wedding, when she said that, you know, they got married 3 days in advance when she was on Oprah and they had the private garden wedding, and now that's been refuted. She's still sticking to the story, but oddly enough, let me go back to her first husband. Her first husband's name is Trevor Ingelson. And she had married him. Let me go back to 2011 is when they got married. They'd been together about 10 years total. They started dating in 2004. And she had been with him all that time. They got married in 2011. They separated 23 months later, divorced in February 2014. No fault divorce, irreconcilable differences. Anyway, according to what they can find on that, there was also a wedding 3 days ahead of their wedding in Jamaica that happened in the backyard. And there was a video of it. There was all this other stuff of it. They were able to find the pictures of it from her father, but the video has been destroyed. She had requested all the remnants of everything about that wedding be given to her, and she destroyed everything, I say in quotes. But her dad had kept some pictures, like she was trying to erase it.
Why? That's so stupid.
There's a couple of TikTokers that had stories about this and had some pictures and some receipts of their own, right? And brought it to the forefront, and then some other people were commenting on it and saying, "Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my, why would you do that? Why would you?" And on top of it, the wedding information, somehow, I don't know how, somebody tell me what this means, but there were a couple references to the fact that you can't access the documents. Like, you can't request those documents be sent to you. They're sealed.
Wedding stuff? I've never heard that before.
I've never heard of that either. I've seen that in two or three places.
That meant, unless it's different in England, maybe. It's, but that's not.
No, that's she. That was the guy she married in Canada. Oh, that was before. Oh, she married him in. What, well, she married him in Jamaica? Maybe, but she got the first marriage was here in America.
I don't think that's. I don't. Think
but
that's,
something about, because like, if you're super super famous, can you get those documents sealed so that people can't get a hold of them, so they see all your private information?
Maybe. I mean, maybe there's a process you can go through. I mean, I know, like with it's not the same, but it's with the courts, but through like the kid's adoption, I'm having a hard time getting documents for Bennett because he's over 19. For I have a hard time getting documents on his adoption. There isn't a process for me to get that without, like, if him and I never spoke, whatever, he moved away, we never talked again. I could. There is not a process for me to get that. There is not.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane? Yeah, and I've just, it's been like over the last 6 months I've been trying to get that done. But so he'll just have to do it, you know, which is fine. But I've never heard of that for any sort of wedding thing.
Maybe, because you think about some people that got married, they don't want people to know what their real age is. They don't want to know what their parents' names are, when they were actually, you know, I mean, address.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe there is something that you can get it sealed. Why at that time, 2004 or whatever, whenever they got married?
2011 is when they got married. Was she famous in 2011?
No, I don't think so. Unless that was like, right, she was a yacht girl.
I was going to say, that was right before her yacht girl days.
So maybe, why would you do that back then? I could see them now getting the stuff sealed, like her and Harry, if they got married in Jamaica, but it doesn't make sense in 2011.
Doesn't. And hey, just a little sidebar note on this guy, Trevor. After he divorced Megan, guess who he was dating for a while?
Hey.
Ooh.
Sorry, dogs are messing.
Okay.
God dang it. Bethany Frankel.
What? Really?
Yes.
That's totally random.
He ended up, though, marrying some heiress to a multi-million dollar fortune. That's who he's still with now.
He wins.
That's who he eventually ended up marrying. But he got a lot of attention, obviously, right after she married Harry. And then it kind of went away. Good for him.
I'm sure he's like, thank God.
Oh, God, get rid of this. Just make it go away.
Make it go away.
All right. Back to the yacht girl stuff.
Okay.
The yacht girl stuff started showing up. And we made mention of this. There were some pictures that were out there, a couple here and there. And so digging deeper into that, looking and following some of these British accounts that are out there that have been tracking this since day one, there is a real strong group of supporters for Meghan. A strong group of supporters. Like, they are vicious. And then there's the other side that are like, you know what? We are here to protect the royal family. We're from Britain. We don't appreciate what she's done, what she's brought to the table, and what she's done to the royal family. And lo and behold, they found not only a couple pictures, but some videos as well that were from her yacht days.
Yes, they have.
And did you ever see the video perchance yet, or just
the
picture?
Oh, I saw
the video. You did. And more of it's surfacing now because people are reposting it. Because they're like, you can't find it. So others are like, oh, I've got that. Here, let me post this. There you go. There's your video. Oh, now everybody can find it.
Uh-huh.
So this started with, the way I discovered it was, apparently she was in some pictures that were on a yacht where Lindsay Lohan was on a yacht. And Lindsay's been living in Greece and the UAE. She's been, you know, doing her own thing, has nightclubs. She's paying off some debts. She's whatever. Her mom's over there. I don't know. But anyway, she was a yacht girl. And yacht girl doesn't mean hooker every time. But it does mean companion. It's kind of like, as I equated to Pat, it's kind of like a Pretty Woman moment where Richard Gere shows up and he needs something pretty on his arms. And so he hires a high dollar, but in his case, that's not what he did. But he was looking, you know, that's typically what you'll find is somebody that is an escort, literal escort, not a hooker escort, but to show up and be a partner or a companion, right?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of these women do that are in other countries and want to go on the really ritzy yacht. Well, it's, of course, the men are going to show up with somebody beautiful on their arms. And the same for the women, super rich women.
Right. And whatever. Like, if you're a good looking person, you want to go and you get paid a lot of money and you get to go on a yacht and you get to eat food and drink and do whatever, rock out.
And be, you know, the boyfriend experience to a degree, the girlfriend experience to a degree, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. So that's what it's supposed to be. So that was where it was first discovered that Teddy. Sorry. That was where it was first. Did you hear him bark there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he's a Megan supporter, so he's pissed.
That's where it was first discovered that she was on these yachts, because there were some crossing streams of Instagram photos. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. Lindsay's on this one, but that's the same yacht that these pictures are on, that Meghan Markle's over here and doing this. And so because people were digging. Well, when she first hooked up with Harry, which that's a whole nother story. But when she first hooked up with him and it made the news, remember we talked about this before, because they tried to have this nice, quiet, lovely little romance. I think you're a fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
And you had said that they just started dating and then, oh, dang it, the press found out.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to come forward and tell everybody what the real story was. Well, actually what happened is they started dating and they needed that dead time. That's when, is it M1, what's it called? It's like the Secret Service of Britain.
Oh.
They went in and basically scrubbed the internet of all these pictures. All of her Instagram stuff was taken away before the announcement was made. At least anything that referenced the yachts.
Huh.
Everything was cleaned before that announcement was made about her and Harry being in a relationship. Which I find.
How do you do that? Scrubbing the internet seems like, well, obviously it doesn't work because stuff always comes back up.
And people save things.
Yeah. There are people out there that have to. I'm shocked when somebody says, like, Britney Spears, who are now deleted tweet, it was only up for 90 seconds. As soon as, like, people have accounts open, and as soon as it's posted, they screenshot it. Screenshot.
I know, and I always forget the screenshot thing, because then I'm like, dang it. I save it and I go back to it, and it's, this has been removed. I'm like, shit. Screenshot it. So there was a post that was put up relating to this, and it's from a reporter, and it says Prince Harry revealed he met Meghan on Instagram. Amazingly, that's not the first prince she met online. All the Saudis flew her to France and Dubai as she was a yacht companion. He's just, and this is the post, he's just the dope that tried to turn her into a wife. That's the post. So the rumor goes one step further, is that if she was doing the yacht thing, there are also pictures of her that are in the company of women who had been known to be on Epstein's yachts. I haven't seen pictures of her with Andrew, Prince Andrew, but there are plenty of stories that are out there that's also part of the reason why it took that time in between, once it was discovered that Andrew knew who she was, to make sure there was no reference to them on the internet when they move forward.
Right.
And the fact that Meghan was being approached to testify in the trial with the young woman who sued Epstein and sued. It just got done, what, a couple three years ago, that Jeffrey, I think was her last name, that she was going to be asked to testify because she had intimate knowledge of the people involved. And all of a sudden she got removed from that list. And it's believed that the Royal Palace did that. The Royal Palace paid off whoever, because they knew if she got pulled in, that pulls in Andrew.
I mean, this all makes sense. It all makes sense to me. Like, this doesn't seem crazy at all. It doesn't seem crazy.
And that's what scares me, is it doesn't seem crazy.
No, it doesn't.
I'm like, oh my God.
Because there's so many things that they do don't make sense. Just one thing by itself doesn't make sense, why she would say this or why she would do that. But you put them all together to that end, all to protect, potentially to protect Andrew and the royal family.
Because they'd already crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they didn't get married, I'm betting, knowing how she's been operating, that there was some kind of either blackmail or some kind of, well, it would sure be ashamed if this picture got out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If she didn't get what she wanted to a degree. And that's why she got everything, right?
Yeah.
Because they'd already crossed the line. And so essentially what they're saying is she met Andrew before she met Harry.
And think if this is something that was known by Harry, like after this whole thing, when they start dating, she told him, like, whatever, I've seen Andrew on boats, or I was whatever, say Harry's on the same team as her, and this could have been his way, and he really didn't like being part of the family. He didn't like being the spare. So he's like, well, you know what, this is my chance to get out of here, and he doesn't divorce. He doesn't not marry her. He wants to marry her, even, let's get married and let's move away, because this is a chance for him to actually go and get out of here and look like the good guy.
Really? In the eyes of the public?
Yeah.
In his mind, I'm sure that's how it appeared.
Yeah.
And the palace couldn't stop him because they knew this is all sitting here on the back burner.
Yeah. So this is like his way out.
So he can keep inching closer and closer to the edge of the cliff, like this book.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there going,
just mess with him. I know. Just messing with him. If he really hates the establishment, hates the family, hates being a spare that bad, then this is a perfect tool for him. Forever, just right, tick, 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 poke, 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 poke.
It's crazy. And I will say too, I think that there's some of the comments that I've seen on here is that the thing that Harry may not realize, even though he grew up in it, and Meghan definitely doesn't understand, is the royals play long ball, and they're willing to sit and wait, and they're willing to give it, you know, as they say, revenge is best served cold, right? So the coronation is coming around, because that's bringing up a whole nother thing. Besides the fact that this book came out, there's also, we talked about her video called Unforgiven, which I don't know, it's supposed to come sometime soon. Then there's talk about the coronation. They said, wouldn't it be amazing if Meghan's book came out about the same time as the coronation? Steel Thunder, right? Mm-hmm. And speaking of Thunder Stealers, remember when she was first pregnant with the first baby with Archie? They showed up at Eugenie's wedding. When they got out of the car, she purposely only had the top button buttoned and the baby bump showing, which a lot of people say was fake, they call it a moon bump. And that she stole the thunder of Andrew's daughter at her wedding by announcing that they were pregnant with their first child. That did happen.
Thunder stealer. That's worse than wearing a white dress to a wedding.
Oh, you know? Right. She upped it. She upped it.
Yeah, she totally did.
Just unbelievable. All right. So lastly, let me see. Is there a lastly? I don't even think there is.
Not
there's
not a
lastly.
There's
when the coronation
until
comes
tomorrow.
Around,
that's what.
Well, there'll be more.
Yeah.
Be more.
You're going to say there's not a lastly.
There are two things right now that I do have. There are whispers right now that there is a Meghan tape that's out there. Lady C made that announcement on her
as in sex tape.
Yeah,
I mean that's again not surprising.
And what it says in here is basically in it that it's kind of it's kind of like the sorority hazing feel. It's like a hazing type thing that she's calling the shots, but it goes horribly wrong. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. It just says bad stuff. It's on the dark web. And it has been proven to not be a deep fake. And that was one of them. And another one is that it's been unearthed by geeks on the dark web, proved to be real. And then because of the nature of it and out of respect for the other women, it was delivered directly to Buckingham Palace with a letter proving the veracity, explaining their methodologies. Says, I don't see how it can be released without
re-victimizing
the other women, making it sound like they were victimized in the original tape, not that they were there of their own choice, unless they black bar everything. And it coincides with some other accusations about going too far. And that goes along with the yacht days.
I'm surprised you don't have a computer that you're on the dark web.
No, oh God, that scares me. No.
I mean, it's because you can imagine the research you could do.
I'm just fine in the sunshine.
Imagine.
I'll just stay in the sunshine. I find plenty of stuff in the sunshine.
Okay.
I'm good with that. My last little nugget is the fact that Harry has been offered some opportunities by some major American networks, NBC and CBS to be specific, to be offer the commentary for the coronation of his father if he chooses not to attend. And they're saying that could get him a payday of about $5 million.
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
NBC gave Harry his interview a couple weeks ago when he did the whatever it was to talk about the spare on 60 Minutes. And then CBS of course, aired the Oprah interview. So they're both in contention for this, wanting him to be the one that does it. It's a 3-day event, May 6th, 7th, and 8th, when they do the coronation. And they said watching the king being crowned while his son is on the couch talking viewers through it would be ratings dynamite.
Oh my gosh. They need to do it like Bravo had that show called, it wasn't Casting Couch, it was The People's Couch.
I think they should do
or the People's Couch, where it was just a couple sitting on couches and the camera on TV, and they'd have couples all over the country, and they would talk about the specific shows, and they'd play clips and talk about shows. They need to have him and Megan sitting on a couch talking about the coronation.
I'm imagining MST 3000 or 2000, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
That Mystery Science Theater. That's what I'm imagining that as well.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That'd be amazing. That would be ratings gold.
Anyway, so I think I've covered all the high points. Not in depth. These are just the stories that I've come across.
This is high level stuff here, people.
I know it,
this
right?
is high level. This is up here. We're not getting into the weeds yet. You need to do a bonus episode where you're getting in the weeds.
If you really want to get into the fun stuff, then we start talking about the pictures of Meghan carrying her babies. And I showed you a couple of them. Mm-hmm. And there's one in particular where it looks like it's a doll that she's carrying improperly. And there's a name called Darren the Doll is what they call it, because it's shown up in so many pictures. And one says, Darren the Doll's getting big. It seems like only yesterday, ... And there's also a couple of Photoshop pictures that were put out of the christening, because it said that the queen has not met either one of the children. I don't know, but there's a picture of her supposedly meeting Archie. It was Photoshopped and they brought in the original picture.
Oh, it's bad.
She's fondly looking at little Archie. Oh, just beautiful little Archie. And then you realize the actual picture is her looking at a new baby foal. One of her horses.
It's so funny.
Out in a pasture. It is with
so, her husband. It's so funny. It's not, and it's actually a good Photoshop job. Like you said, it's a good Photoshop job, but it's one of the, like with the Kardashians, it's like, just why Photoshop your pictures together? If you're not together as a family in the same room, why? Like if my grandpa passed away 20 years ago, I wish he was here to see my kids graduate from high school. Let's just Photoshop grandpa in, pretend he was.
Photoshop it in.
It makes
but
no
I
sense.
Think that's their way of saying that. See, the queen saw the babies. The queen was at and the christening picture doesn't even have the queen in it. And she was around then.
Hmm. I don't know.
But we're good. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's all plausible. It's all plausible.
Right?
It is. It's all plausible.
So, there you go. So there's the royal dump.
There it is. Good morning. Good steamy royal dump in the morning.
Royal Dump, Centris Federal Credit Union, proud to be the sponsor, I'm sure, of Pat and JT.
Sure.
I hope I didn't ruin any opportunity for a royal deposit. But I will tell you, for us common folk, Centris will treat you like royalty, without a doubt. They are really good at treating all their customers really, really well. And if you have any questions about setting up a new savings account or doing business with them, pop by, say hi, or just jump on their website.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Hopefully you enjoyed our morning dump this morning. Morning royal dump.
That's it. That's what it is.
Morning royal dump. Thank you guys for listening.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.